Hello, everyone. It's great to have this much excitement in the room and for us all to be together again. Our first order of business while you get all your seats and get situated is always safety. Our facility teams came together and looked at the Evonik color palette. We saw our deep purple, warm gray, and jet black would probably blend in a little too much with all of you. So in the event that there is an alarm, we have an incident, or you just have questions or concerns, please look for the facilities teams who's using the accent color of burnt orange. These are the people you can look to make sure you have a great day today. Anybody not part of the facilities team who by chance pulled orange out of your wardrobe this morning, we always appreciate volunteers and welcome to the team. I'm Tracy Moll, the Vice President and Site Manager here at Evonik's Business and Innovation Center. I'd like to give you all a very sincere welcome and thank you for being with us here at this momentous occasion. This is our first major milestone in a much longer journey of our modernization project. Walking around, you see we of course still have more work to do. However, this is the perfect time to stop, take a breath, look back, and take pride in how far we've come. With that in mind, I'd like to start by giving credit where credit is due. It's the hard work and dedication of Don Gallagher, our project manager, Mike Popule, our project responsible, which has led us to this point. The foundations of this project were also laid by my predecessor, Stephanie Wexler, who's with us here today. I hope you are all as proud of this accomplishment as we are to have you as part of the team. Also, I wanted at this time give appreciation to our local partners, Boyle Construction, and all of our contractors. They do an excellent job of making our visions and sometimes impossible requests a reality. So all of you in presence, thank you very much for your partnership. At this time, I'd like to give our sincere thanks to our speakers, our Chief Financial Officer, Uta Wolf, Regional President, Bonnie Tully, and Chief Executive Officer, Ralph Marquardt. Thank you for your continued support of our activities here at the Allentown Business and Innovation Center. Governor Wolf, I can't express enough how much your time today is appreciated. With your support, Pennsylvania provided a $2.5 million grant from the State Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program and helped bring over 50 new, highly skilled jobs not just to the Lehigh Valley, but to our ranks. And this is just the beginning. We are also thrilled to welcome Congresswoman Wild. We're grateful for her support of important legislation like the CHIPS and Science Act, which definitely benefit U.S. manufacturers like ourselves. We also have to say thanks to a lot of our visitors in the audience today. Amy Cozy from Senator Casey's office, thank you for attending and showing your support. From Lehigh County, we have our County Executive Philip Armstrong. And Ron Beitler, our County Commissioner for our district. Also from Lehigh County, I'd like to give special thanks to George Samuelson. He's the grants and project manager who's responsible for helping us through the process of receiving this RACP grant. Your help and assistance is always, always welcome. Likewise, Neil Reaver, the Secretary for Community and Economic Development is here with us. Thank you also for your support in this endeavor. From the Lehigh Economic Development Corporation, we welcome Kristen Kahala and Doug Warfel. And I'd like to thank Robert Ibach Jr., our township manager for the Upper Macungie Township, for his continuous support. We have Janet Smith, the Regional Director of Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development, and also Brent Vernon from the Governor's Action Team with us. So let me help anybody who's trying to keep score. We have representation from the great state of Pennsylvania, Congress, Senate, Lehigh County, Upper Macungie Township. I don't know what more evidence we need to show this project reaches far beyond our gates. This is about community, a great place to live with a great place to work. It's moments like these that demonstrate why the words "Leading Beyond Chemistry" appears below the Evonik logo. This is who we are. With this in mind, I'd also like to acknowledge Lynn Erickson of the Da Vinci Science Center. We recently announced a $100,000 partnership with her team, specifically in the WISE program. This is the Women in Science and Engineering. We are so excited to partner with you and together reach out and increase access to science programs to young people in our community, thereby increasing diversity and inclusivity in the science fields in the process. This is a very exciting time and look forward to what we can do together. So now it's time to bring up the speakers and get to the more interesting and dynamic speeches from the professionals. Our first speaker is Evonik's Chief Financial Officer, but she's also the board member responsible for the Americas region, and projects like our Innovation Hub are not possible without her continuous support. Please welcome Uta Wolf.
Thank you, Tracy. Yeah, good morning. I'm very happy to see you all here, to welcome you all here. I think a very special welcome also from my side to our Governor Tom Wolf and the Congresswoman Susan Wild, but also the numerous guests. So Tracy really mentioned you all. And of course, last and not at all least, our employees, people who work here, who made this happen, who really brought Evonik through the last years in the pandemic, which I think especially in the workplace had some severe, some severe influences. And I think it was hard to keep on work, be it in the home office with children and other people living there, or being really in the production and in the labs and working under these circumstances. So I think I want to thank you all that we just got far and forth also in these difficult times. And I think what we celebrate today is only one example of that. So I really want to give you all the thanks from the board for that support, for that engagement. Yeah, Tracy all ended with the purpose of Evonik, leading beyond chemistry. And he talked a lot what it means here in that region, in that state. But it also means a lot in the Evonik world. You know, we are a global company, but for us it is really important to have a global footprint and to be strong in the several regions of the world. We are here in one of the most important regional hubs, economic hubs in the world, so the Northeast in the US, and we are very proud to be here with very good products, with good people here on the ground. We have more than 20% of our sales worldwide here in North America, mostly in the US, so that I think gives you a little bit of an idea how important North America and the US is for us as a company as well. And if we now look a little bit beyond just the day-to-day business we see in the world, that the world changes, the dynamic change, and I think it's even more important today to have a good global setup, to really have the right sites and the right people in the right places, because we have seen that supply chains can be distorted, regulation can change, countries might position themselves on maybe the wrong side or a very challenging side. And so I think it's really important to understand, so where are countries and regions where we can make business, where we are supported in making business, and where we can prosper and give our, of course, contribution to the prosperity in the region and in the countries. And I think coming from Germany, I think the U.S. is really here a clear leader and a clear number one for us. And maybe even today that's worth remembering as well, at least here for the colleagues from Germany. We are in a political situation what in Europe where nobody had expected to have it. And I think it's even more important under these circumstances to really see who is on our side, who is defending, if I may use that word, who is defending the free world, who is defending the wealth and well-being of everybody in a nation, and who not. So from that point of view, I think that link or that connection is even more important than it was maybe in the past. Yeah, also looking ahead, innovation is very important, specifically for a European player. We discussed it when we met here in the offices, that what really brings us forward, it's really new ideas, it's research, it's innovation, it's education. And I was very impressed to see what Governor Wolf has done here in the state. And to a certain part, we are benefiting from that as we have good people coming from the universities, as we have the chance to cooperate with the universities here in a very good manner. So I think that is very, very valuable to us. On the other side, there are also big challenges. You read about those. We just discussed the Bipartisan Act, which is about to maybe pass here the legislation. And you see that we have challenges in the field of sustainability, be it hydrogen, carbon capture, resource efficiency. And this is exactly where Evonik plays an important role and where also the labs here play an important role, as a lot of these products are developed here. You will see that later when you do the lab tour. And I think that is where it really comes together, that we have solutions, that we work on solutions that really address the big challenges of our time. And we also need on the other side the premises, we need the framework for that, we need reliability so that when we are in a site that we get the support from the state, that we know what is the regulation and how is everything here organized and supported. And I think that is something which really comes very good and very well together here in that site. Yeah, on the other side, for me, it's also a little bit a time to remember, like more than 6 years ago, we acquired this part of Air Products. And I remember the first town hall meetings here. It was in winter, so not so nice weather like today. And of course, the question was, how would the integration go and what would we do? And we had a lot of iterations and discussions and steps. And I think it's a very good outcome that we decided to really build on this site here, to really make that one of our very important hubs, if I may call it like this, that we want to really develop it for a central research and lab location here for Evonik, because there is one challenge that also Evonik still has. We need to become more global also in our organizational setup. I said we have 20%, more than 20% sales, but in many of the functions or the supporting functions, we are like, 10, 12, 13% in, for instance, North America. So we also see a need and value in building more strengths in R&D here in North America. It also applies to other functions, but we're talking about R&D today. So that is also a commitment we make and a necessity we see to develop the regions, to make them stronger, make them really a partner in the overall global organization, because we can only be successful if we use all the knowledge, if we are close to the customers, if we really see what's going on in the several regions, that will make us successful in the future. And I think we're on the right way, but we still need one or the other step to do. Ralf will talk on R&D in a couple of minutes, so I think I do not need to stress on that, but maybe give you some figures. I'm the CFO. We spend like $500 million a year for RD&I, and in our growth businesses, it's 4 to 5% of their sales. So some have more, some have less. So that also gives you maybe an idea how important research and development is for us. That's why I think the ecosystem here with the universities is a big chance for us. My impression is we still can speed up a little bit there, so there are first contacts, first ideas, but I would really encourage you, make more of that, use the innovation hubs they have, the echo space they have, to really involve us and maybe attract people from there or send our people there to learn a little bit from their work, how they approach the solutions and the problems they solve. So from that point of view, I think I'm very glad that I can be here. The weather god is on our side, so that's also always good. Thank you very much again for supporting this integration of Air Products into Evonik, and specifically here developing the site. I know it is a lot of work, and it was also a lot of discussions and getting things done and organizing it. I think some of you can really tell a long, long story of that. But in the end, I think it was worth it. It is worth it. We are here now for the ribbon cutting, and I think that's always a good moment to also celebrate the own success at the same time being aware what we have to do in the future. So thank you very much. Enjoy the ceremony, and I'm now heading on to the next speaker. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Uta. Our next speaker needs no introduction, but I'll give one anyway. He's the two-term governor of Pennsylvania whose support of education and economic development had made Pennsylvania a great place to do business. Please give a warm welcome to Governor Wolf.
So I'm looking out over the audience here. I just want to dispel the myth that I think is in the minds of many of you. She and I are not related, as far as I know. So the other thing I'd like to say, I'd like to acknowledge Representative Mike Schlossberg here. Mike is a representative, an articulate, intelligent, and very, I might add, persuasive representative of the interests of the Lehigh Valley, and I'm really glad to see you here, Mike. It's good to have you here. So thanks, Mike. And finally, before we get started, I see the cameraman back here with a Phillies hat on. They had a really good game last night, so I just want to point that out. But it is great to be here, and I am honored to help celebrate this exciting milestone. I think it's an exciting milestone for Evonik, but I want to talk about how exciting this is for Pennsylvania. This is a ribbon-cutting event on a new innovation hub, and it's right here in Pennsylvania, in Allentown, in the Lehigh Valley. And this exciting state-of-the-art space is going to support Evonik's global growth. This is a big deal. I kept trying to get Uta and her team here to say that Pennsylvania is the finest place to do business in the world. It's not quite get her to that point, but I'm still working on that. But it's going to be a great thing for what we're all trying to do with innovation. And I'm glad to hear that she said that one of the things that attracted her to Pennsylvania was the investments that we've made in education, and I'm proud of that. I think I've, under the last eight budgets, we have invested more in public education than any other administration in the history of Pennsylvania. And that is really important to an organization like Evonik. And coming to the Lehigh Valley, the education, the great institutions of higher education especially, is one of the attractions. So I think it's a great thing, and it really reaffirms what the strategy that we have for making everybody understand how great Pennsylvania is. And finally, Evonik being here is going to bring new well-paying jobs to Allentown and to Pennsylvania. So I was proud, and the whole administration, we were all proud, to help Evonik build this new cutting-edge facility. Of course, the project was coordinated by our Department of Community and Economic Development and the Governor's Action Team, which is an experienced group of economic development professionals. We work closely together. They report to me, and it's an effort to make sure that when we see an organization that wants to grow in Pennsylvania or wants to come in to Pennsylvania, we can get things done really quickly. And they've done a phenomenal job. As Uta said, the Commonwealth has invested $2.5 million through RACP, RCAP. I don't know how you, after, what is it, Mike? I
mean,
yeah, okay. But $2.5 million, and that's going to help them retain 213 jobs right here and create at least a new 50 new ones. So the opening of this facility is going to mean new jobs, but it's also going to mean new jobs in the advanced manufacturing sector of the economy, which is an especially big deal. These investments that the Commonwealth is making in Evonik are just one example of how Pennsylvania has supported businesses and the economy in Pennsylvania over the last 7.5 years. Now, I have 2 more months to go, I think, before the election, so I'm on my way out. I'm term limited. So let me brag a little bit. Since I took, is that wrong? So since I took office, the Commonwealth has partnered with more than 420 companies, and that's 420 companies that the Governor's Action Team has worked with, and that number is continuing to grow. 75% of those companies are in the manufacturing sector. We have created, those firms have brought 191,000 jobs, either retained or brought to the Commonwealth. Workforce development and job creation has always been a top priority, and this is essentially a part of that. But a big part of that is also education. And we have to ensure that the Pennsylvanians who work in places like this, innovative companies in advanced manufacturing, have the skills and the know-how they need to succeed and that their companies need to be successful in the 21st century. So since I took office in 2015, here's more bragging. So we've worked hard to improve STEM education, especially really focused on that in Pennsylvania. We want to connect students, the world of the mind, with the world of work. We've invested more than $3.7 billion, as I say, in education, and that's from pre-K through higher education. We've included $40 million of that in STEM education, focused on that. I think we're one of the top states in the country in terms of funding computer science in the United States. We've done that in Pennsylvania. We also launched the PA Smart Initiative. When I say we, that's not the royal we, by the way. We have a team that works on that. But we've invested in science and technology education, apprenticeships, and training. We've also helped to bridge the gap between the classroom and well-paying jobs with registered apprenticeship program in Pennsylvania. Through PA Smart alone, we've invested $28 million in apprenticeship training, including grants, as I say, for the registered apprenticeship program and something we call the Ambassador Network. All of these investments in business growth and workforce development are designed to help Pennsylvanians get into careers where they can succeed. And if we do that, we're helping companies like Evonik actually succeed in Pennsylvania, and that's what we want. So during my time in office, Pennsylvania has improved in terms of job growth rankings from, I think we were 45th in the country, we're now 15th. So we're a lot better than we were, but we still have work to do. If Pennsylvania were its own independent nation, we'd be, and I hear from Switzerland, by the way, all the time on this, we would be the 18th largest economy in the world. We have an $800 billion GDP. So we're important. CNBC has ranked Pennsylvania among the top 20 states for business in the United States. And again, I think education is at the heart of that. We need to make sure that we are investing, not spending, but investing in education. So all of our investments in education, all of our investments in workforce development are an investment in a better future in Pennsylvania. I keep saying this, another bragging, Pennsylvania has a huge budget surplus now. We have in better financial shape than we have ever been in the history of this Commonwealth. And I don't think that hasn't happened despite the fact that we've invested heavily in things like education. It has happened specifically because we have invested in education. You know, if we want to be successful, we have got to make sure we're investing in this. So I am proud that we've made so much progress in Pennsylvania over the last 7.5 years. And a good reflection of that is Evonik choosing to come and grow in Pennsylvania. So I want to thank Evonik and my not cousin, Ute and her team, for investing in Pennsylvania. And again, thank you to the members of the Governor's Action Team, the Department of Community and Economic Development for making this possible. And now I'll turn this over to our next speaker. But thank you very much.
Thank you again, Governor, for your time with us today and your kind words. Our next speaker is no stranger to us. She's here quite often. She's the president of Evonik Corporation for more than two years now. It's hard to believe, time goes so fast. She has changed, in this short time, she's championed diversity in the company while guiding us all through one of the most challenging economic times in recent history. Please welcome Bonnie Tully.
So, good morning. It is wonderful to be here in Allentown with all of you on this beautiful morning to celebrate our innovation hub. I want to reflect on what a big deal this is for Lehigh Valley and for Evonik. Governor Tom Wolf is here, Congresswoman Susan Wild is here, and I see many colleagues in the audience who have supported this project over the years. This is your day. The last couple of years have not been easy, to say the least. A lot has happened since Evonik came to the Lehigh Valley more than 5.5 years ago. Trade conflicts, a global pandemic, economic challenges, and now we are witnessing a war in Europe that has already cost thousands of lives and threatens the prosperity of a whole continent. Despite those uncertainties, one thing has remained constant. Well, two things. The fierce rivalry between Lafayette and Lehigh, and the crucial role North America plays in Evonik's growth story. North America is our second most important region after Europe, contributing almost a quarter to our annual sales. And this new innovation hub marks the beginning of our next growth phase in the region. Since our acquisition of the Air Products Specialty Additives business in 2017, the Allentown site has grown to more than 300 employees. It has become an essential part of our footprint in North America. It plays a crucial role in our research and development, which is uniquely important for our business and our green transformation. Critical research in creating sustainable solutions will be done right here in Allentown. A key part of this innovation hub is our modern lab for high-performance polymers. High-performance polymers are the type of temperature-resistant and unbreakable plastics you'll find in automotive fuel lines, batteries for electric vehicles, or high-end baseball and football cleats. So think of us at the next Lehigh-Lafayette game. The Lehigh Valley is a great place to do business. I still remember how impressed I was to find so many tech companies here when I first visited. This is in no small part due to the Valley's outstanding universities. We found a talented workforce in Pennsylvania and supportive political leaders who understand our needs. The Valley is also in a unique location, so close to innovation hubs like New York or Boston, and yet affordable, so our employees can raise their families in this community. That's why we are committed to the region and why we continue to invest not only in advanced technology, but also in our people. The Innovation Hub will create more than 50 new high-paying jobs. The hub also shows how we envision the future of work. We've created a unique collaboration space that supports a hybrid and flexible work model. Employees from any location can connect via advanced tech tools. But the collaboration space will also encourage spontaneous chats at the water cooler or old school interactions that we missed dearly during the pandemic. It will enhance Evonik's culture for open exchange and innovation. So in short, Allentown will be a site that fosters creativity and new ideas at all levels. Diversity and inclusion is essential to that as well. I know from experience that diverse teams are more creative, challenge each other more, and ultimately make better decisions. That's why we have donated $100,000 to sponsor Women in Science and Engineering, WISE, at Allentown's outstanding Da Vinci Center. The money and the personal involvement of Evonik leaders like Jean Vincent will support the next generation of girls and women interested in science, technology, engineering, and math. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't wait to tour our new space and see our brilliant scientists at work. Let me close with a promise. Evonik is committed to Allentown and its community. We have deep roots in Lehigh Valley. We are here to stay, and we are here to grow. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bonnie. Not only was our next speaker the first woman to be appointed Allentown City Solicitor, she's also the first woman to represent Pennsylvania's 7th Congressional District in the U.S. House of Representatives. It's my pleasure to welcome Representative Susan Weil.
Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day to be with all of you. I just want you to know, for the people who are visiting us from Germany, I tapped into my special connections with the weather gods and brought you this glorious weather. I have to concur in some of the things that were said about Evonik being in the Lehigh Valley and the wonderful things about the Lehigh Valley generally. And thank you so much for those comments, and we really are honored to have this additional investment by Evonik here in our district. I have to tell you, I have a little bit in common with Evonik. I originated in Germany. I was born on an Air Force base in Wiesbaden and came to the Lehigh Valley 35 years ago, and I think I may be one of the happiest people to live here. I just think it's an wonderful place to live and work, and I'm so glad that Evonik sees it the same way. And thank you, Governor Wolf, for coming to our district and being here for this momentous occasion. It really is just a perfect example of the kind of investment that Pennsylvania has made in bringing industries, manufacturing, and important employers to our great Commonwealth. So it's really wonderful. I have to say that I think that our entire Lehigh Valley and the surrounding area is an ideal location for innovative companies like Evonik, thanks to multiple factors, some of which have been referenced today, but hopefully I can add a few of those. Our geographic location, first and foremost, within a day's drive of 60% of the Eastern Seaboard, including New York City, Philadelphia, and the District of Columbia, not only reducing transportation costs, but providing a fantastic quality of life for employees. Our renowned institutions of higher learning, including our community colleges. We have two of the 14 community colleges in Pennsylvania, and they are truly jewels of this area. And they provide, together with our other institutions of higher learning, they provide a highly qualified workforce and partner with local companies to develop specialized training programs for the benefit of all. And of course, we have a long history of manufacturing and innovation, present from the first days of Allentown and Bethlehem through the Industrial Revolution, and today with companies like Evonik that seek to exist on the cutting edge of technology. And last, our most important and unique strength, the people of Allentown and the Lehigh Valley. It's the people who live here who are the driving force that makes having a footprint here such a strategic asset. I like to say that I am the biggest cheerleader for our manufacturing and innovation sector here in the district. And I am proud to see international companies like Evonik recognize these strengths and further invest in Allentown by opening an innovation hub with state-of-the-art labs to support their global research, their development, and innovation strategy. This innovation hub will generate 50 new high-paying jobs in the Lehigh Valley region. That's not insignificant. And it is a sign of Evonik's commitment to a strong focus on further growth in their North American market, and will make Allentown Evonik's premier center for research, business, and innovation. Governor, my job's a little easier than yours. I only have to promote Pennsylvania 7. You've got the entire Commonwealth to promote. This is exactly the kind of innovation that we want to attract here in the Lehigh Valley. And it's why I have worked so hard in Washington to pass legislation like the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act to ensure that we are investing in our physical infrastructure so that our roads and our bridges and our highways are safe and well maintained in order to make the best of our geographic proximity to the major centers of commerce and research that I mentioned before. Our roads and bridges, I don't need to tell any of you, date back long before the Lehigh Valley was a hub on the eastern seaboard, and we've got to make sure that we are keeping up with our infrastructure. And the CHIPS and Science Act, something that I personally worked very, very hard on. It's a bill that ensures that we maintain and advance our scientific and technological edge. Within CHIPS is a bill that I introduced, the Regional Technology and Innovation Hubs Bill, which will establish partnerships between local, state, and federal governments, educational institutions, nonprofit organizations, and private businesses across the country to turn loose the innovative potential of our communities. And I don't have to tell you that all of those things are present right here in Pennsylvania 7. We are an innovation hub, and we're going to become more of one thanks to the CHIPS Act. So thank you, Uta, Ralph, Bonnie, and Tracy for Evonik's continuing investment and partnership with Allentown in the Lehigh Valley. And I really look forward to seeing the success and innovation generated by this new innovation hub through the years to come. And with that, I just want to take a moment to present a commendation. It is a commendation presented to Evonik as you celebrate the opening of the new innovation hub at the company's Allentown site. I've talked about how you've already significantly contributed to the region's economic growth. We're so proud to have Evonik and its over 300 employees here. And I also am very proud to present Evonik with a United States flag that has flown over the Capitol. So with that, and the certificate is inside here, I would love to just present this to you, Uta.
Thank you very much. We feel very much honored, and we'll find a suitable space for it to really keep it. And maybe if you have good connections to the weather god, we might take you with us here and there. So. Thank you very much.
Our final speaker today is Evonik's new Chief Innovation Officer. I emphasize the word new. Today is his first day in that role. We hope today's event provides you with a wonderful memory, this your new milestone in your career. We look to your expertise and vision to continue driving the company towards new and more innovative sustainable products, helping improve life today and tomorrow. Please welcome Ralph Marquardt.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I prepared for this event with my team, we discussed the question of why innovation is so important to us. One colleague said, innovation is our lifeblood. Another said, innovation is in our DNA. I guess you've heard these words many times. But you should know, I'm a simple chemist, and I just want to state, Allentown delivers truly great chemistry. With that in mind, we envision to build out Allentown as one of our core R&D sites and to host selected global technology competence centers here. So why Allentown? Allentown provides an excellent setting for our activities and innovations and enables collaboration and synergies. Plain and simple, it's a great place to invest. Allentown is already our global specialty amines hub, and it has a proven track record of innovations. The latest examples are catalysts for spray foam insulation. Allentown also has great people. Our team here is incredibly talented and strong. We benefit from the unique skills and talent of surrounding universities, such as Lehigh University, University of Delaware, and Penn State, as well as ongoing support from our core workforce. Our most recent investment was in our high-performance polymer innovation here in Allentown. for one of our fastest growing businesses. Specifically, we are investing in polymer development for three key areas that address untapped potential, namely 3D printing, medical implants, and high-performance foams for the aircraft and automotive industry. Another element I want to highlight is our collaboration with startups, incubators, and universities here in the US. Today's ribbon cutting marks a milestone to further deepen and strengthen our close ties with the innovation community and to become a true partner in the US innovation ecosystem. Some facts. In our first Evonik Venture Capital Fund, we've already invested directly in more than 50 VC funds and startups, and there are about 20 in the US. With our second VC fund, launched this year, we are focusing on green tech companies that contribute to achieve carbon neutrality. And the first investments into the two sustainability funds have already been made, and this is just the beginning. Let me tell you, I'm honored and excited to be here with you in Allentown on my first day in my new role as Evonik's Chief Innovation Officer. I want to celebrate your success with you. Together, let's add some more chapters to Evonik's success story in Allentown. Thank you all for being here today, and thank you all for your attention.
Thank you all very much for all of your kind words. At this time, I'd like to invite Amy Cozy to come up and present a commendation from Senator Casey.
I'm going to just read the letter that the senator sent along with me. Dear friends, it is with great pleasure that I extend my greetings to the entire Evonik team as you gather to celebrate the opening of the new innovation hub at the company's Allentown site. Through Evonik's continued investment in Pennsylvania, the company significantly contributes to the region's economic growth, and we are proud to have Evonik and its over 300 employees in Allentown as members of our Pennsylvania community. As one of the world's leading specialty chemical companies, Evonik is a major contributor to critical research and development work in the Commonwealth. The Innovation Hub and the more than 50 new jobs that it will create will significantly contribute to making the world a little better and more sustainable every day. I wish the company great success moving forward. Sincerely, Robert R. Casey.
Great, thank you very much, Amy. So our last official activity for this event is to cut the ribbon and officially open up the Innovation Hub. So we can